What's your name?
My name is Latasha Allen.
How old are you?
27.
Where are you from?
New Orleans East, Louisiana.
And tell me about what happened when the floods came, when the hurricane came through.
Well, I evacuated to the Superdome Sunday evening, and from there on, 5 days, pure hell. Superdome falling apart, crime, you know, lack of food. We just had to survive on your own.
What was, tell me about, like, just go into a little more detail about what happened there.
Well, it was okay until the water got cut off. Then after that, the guards was patrolling. Then you saw less guards. They treat us like refugees, animals. They brought the water on pallets, and they left the water. Everybody diving in to get the food, diving to get the water. Food lines was Superdome long, wrapped around a Superdome. By the time you get to the front of the line, food gone. It's been a hassle, and they got to stop the line. So it was only, you know, survival after that. Some of the traumatic experiences I endured in the Superdome was waking up to gunfire in the hallways. One guy took the guard gun and shot him in the leg. Then they had to find the guy that had the gun. And they finally contained him. The next morning, we had to wake up to the dorm on smoking. They tried to set the dorm on fire. So that many people in that capacity, they freaked. And they really was trying to get out of there. And it was a lot of people pushing and shoving. The guards had us by gunpoint. If that barricade came down, they said it was going to shoot. And we feared for our lives. It was plenty of times that we didn't think we was going to make it out there alive. And they had lack of communication. All the guards did not have walkie-talkies to tell us what needed to be going on. We was in the wrong spot a lot of times. But, you know, God made saw fit to make us go to the right exits. And you had one exit going out there, Superdome. And we was lucky enough to have, we was blessed enough to have gotten on one of the first buses to get out of there. But they have little children dropping. They have old folks passing out, little children dehydrating. They had a whole bunch of stuff just happening. They was trampling little kids. Anybody and everybody, it was all for yourself. So you had to really be strong to survive, you know, those conditions. You couldn't use the bathroom. The water was off, so the smell in the hallways really made you sick. And my three kids, they're suffering with rashes now. I don't know what they're going to do about that. I'm just giving them medication, but it was really a chaotic experience in the Superdome. And then I heard NOPD didn't have the authority to come in and, you know, take over. It was only the Coast Guard, the Navy, all them. And they didn't know, you know, most of them was nice, don't get me wrong, but they had some of them that didn't care. They was laughing online. And they had that, they walk around with their guns drawn. So you was even scared to even say anything or ask a question. But that's one experience I hope to never, ever go through. Or somebody, my worst enemy can't go through that. So I hope they'll be prepared next time. But the dome, we got rained on. The dome fell apart. Parts of it fell apart. And they didn't, the part I hated most about it, we didn't see the water until the day we left. They kept us contained into one area. And we didn't see those waters until the day we left. It's like we was caged animals. You couldn't go over there. They told us when to smoke, when not to smoke. They told us when to come in here, you know, when to get back. And any second they'll draw their guns at you. And that wasn't right. It wasn't right at all. But I hope, you know, in the near future they have everything planned out where everybody can get out the city safe and be comfortable.
What do you think officials in New Orleans could have done better before the hurricane to evacuate people? I mean, instead of putting all those people in the Superdome, they should have done more. I think they should have done more to get people out.
I agree. RTA and the local school buses should have been available to us before they went underwater. And there should have been another location besides the Superdome for all those people.
What kinds of things have you been hearing about, the relief effort and stuff? I mean, it seems, I imagine you're probably not getting too much access to media at this point.
No, we're not. We just, you know, word them out. I've been down here a week and a day, and they're just talking about giving us relief funds. But the hassle we have to go to get the relief funds is really ridiculous. They locked us out the front gate yesterday. And now we are forced to stand in lines for 3 and 4 hours. We're not being ungrateful, but we're just trying to get what's rightfully ours at a timely fashion, timely manner. But it's a shame it took this long for them to even try. And they're putting the blame on FEMA and trying to put the blame. There's a lot of people out here, you know, used to getting paid and depending on themselves. Now you got to depend on the government, and it's taking too long. That's why the crime rate is going up. You know, you used to having money, and the whole week went by, you broke. You have to survive some kind of way, you know. But it don't give you no excuse to do no crime. But if they want to keep the hassle out the crowd, do it in a timely manner. You know what I'm saying? And it should have been gave us our funds when we got here. And have had, you know, a whole week, the bus is not free anymore. We don't have money to go here and there. You know, things take time, and we're trying to be patient. But after so long, you're just in a whole other city, a whole other environment, you're lost. And you're fearing for your life. But the Houstons, Houston's down here, they treated us nice. But you got some bad parts, you got some good parts. You got to be careful.
What about the future? Do you plan staying in Houston, or do you want to go home?
I never want to go back to Louisiana ever again. That was just too hurt. I have 3 kids, and they had to see all that. They're emotional. They traumatized by that. And we have to protect them from everything, but we can't protect them from that. But I plan on relocating in Houston. I'm not going back at all.
Are your kids here with you too?
They're here in Houston with me, but a friend of ours we just met out here are watching the kids because the lines are so long to have them out here. But it's been hell. It's been hell. And it hurt, you know, it hurts. But I know, you know, by the grace of God, we're going to get our life back together and make it from there.
So here you are today waiting in line. They're going to give you $2,000. Is that for, do you get $2,000 for you and then $2,000 for each child? Is that just $2,000 for your family?
That's a smack on the wrist, but anything helps. When you're broke, anything helps. This is Red Cross. Red Cross has this set amount for different people, families. FEMA is way over there, and you're getting $2,000 per family, household. So they're telling you, you know, per household, not per person. So we have no idea when the rest of the money coming. We have no idea how much we're getting. We don't really know too much of nothing. And when you call FEMA, the lines are busy. And it's just like a waiting game, a sitting waiting game. You know, it's not fair, but this is how I go.
What do you think would help make life easier here while you're in this transitional period? No
rent. It should have been more organized. Today, I like this part. FEMA is saying alphabets A through M, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And the rest of the alphabets between 1 and so forth. Over here, just anybody is not organized. They should have more than one booth to accommodate all these people. You got 1.6 million people to accommodate in one area. It's not going to happen. People are not going to get into a single file line. You know, you get nervous, you get aggravated, you get frustrated in the heat. You got people falling out. It's a chaos, you know. But I really appreciate Houston from opening their doors to us. But it's just too many people for them to handle in one area. One area. You know, I've seen it all in the Superdome with the crime. I don't want to come here and see the same thing, you know. But I'm trying to leave the past in the past. And one thing I'm going to leave you with, everything happened for a reason. You know, God's still looking at us. Everything happened for a reason. And that's all, you know, I had to say about everything.
Anything more you want to add?
I just hope everybody find their families. I hope the healing process starts. Everybody can get back to normal, get back to living their own life. You know, we're used to generating $3,000 a month to standing in lines. And I just hope everything, you know, come out all right and everybody see that this was a wake-up call from God. And from this point on, I don't take nothing for granted. So everybody should just, you know, have peace, pray, and, you know, it's going to get better. It's just going to take a little time. But the government shouldn't be feuding over parting a finger. They should be able to take care of us now. That's it. Have faith and patience. But I appreciate you for talking to me.
I appreciate you talking to me, too.
No,
thank you. Good luck to you.